This is Sunday morning, August 18, 2019, and this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is A Narrative Shift. There will be a shifting of in the narrative. It has already begun. A trickle, another trickle, then a stream, then a flood. The president has been speaking and speaking and speaking. Do you hear? He is calling forth the new narrative. He has rallies and he is speaking prophetically and in code the change. I've told you before to get on board. Unify with what the president is saying. One band, one sound. Yes, the unity party. One nation under God. He has been speaking. Winning, winning, winning. I say again, get in agreement. You are winning, winning, winning. This is the narrative shift. Because all we hear from the other side is losing, losing, losing. The narrative is shifting. There are many more with you and the president than there are with them. Them is slim. Justice is here. Strongholds of the enemy are spoken in place. The strongholds of heaven are spoken in place. What have we been talking about here? The strongholds of the enemy are coming down. How? The speaking and decreeing that you're winning and not losing. America is great again. Proclaim it far and wide. Speak only what you want and you will see the narrative continue to shift. Like I said in the teaching, people's words have built strongholds of the enemy. Or people's words have built the strongholds of God. Even the blame stream media is starting to get on board the Trump train, my train. This has always been the plan, my plan. You have the power. You're the power behind the president. Get on board. Don't leave him to do it alone. He can't. Get in agreement and start speaking, and you even now are starting to see the negativity begin to swing to positivity. Bless and do not curse. God bless America, land that I love. I stand beside her and guide her with your words. Bless, bless, bless. You're winning, winning, winning. Okay, we're going to look at a few scriptures here. Genesis 2, verse 19. Things like the president said this, the United States of America serves God and not government. The United States of America will never be a socialistic, communistic country. In the United States of America, we believe in the sanctity of life. He is making these statements in his speeches. They are God speaking. He's speaking to his people. Get online with the narrative. Start speaking it. Start building it in this country. This is what's going on here. Not just some silly speech. There's something you need to know about this president. Everything he says has a purpose to it. It has a hidden meaning. If you pay attention to it, he's communicating right with you. You know exactly what to say and what to do. Hardest thing in the world for people to get that in their head. They just see that he says a cuss word every now and then. They shoot him down. Well, he ain't worth being there. Christians. Well, I tell you what, you'd be screaming his name if one of them leftists got a hold of you. Okay, Genesis 2:19. There's a difference between a liberal and a leftist. Leftists are communist, socialist. Liberal, yeah, they got left-leaning, but they're not quite that far out. I mean, they are destructive, those leftists. Bible clearly talks about the right and the left. Satan's narrative, leftists. All right, 2:19, and out of the ground the Lord God formed every wild beast and living creature of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Whatever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. And Adam gave names to all the livestock and to the birds of the air and to every wild beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not. Okay, we don't need that. But anyway, the Lord God, he let him have whatever he called it. Is the Lord letting us have whatever we've been calling it? Do you like what you see? What our world had become? It's exactly what we've called it. By being passive, we're calling it. Really. Because Satan has come in and occupied our territory. Romans 4:17, call of those things to be not as though they were. Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Hebrews 11:3. This really says it all. By faith, we understand that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, fashioned, put in order, and equipped for their intended purpose by the Word of God, so that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. So what we see has been framed by words. The world today is a byproduct of words. You can see now why things got to be the mess they are. Get busy changing the landscape, and I will finish the job when I arrive. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Wouldn't it be something he didn't have to change anything? We did such a good job. As his body. All right, 24. After that comes the end, the completion. When he delivers over the kingdom to God the Father, after rendering inoperative and abolishing every rule and every authority and power. For Christ must be king and reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy be subdued and abolished his death. How is he reigning? We are reigning. Reigning in life. We are the ones that are reigning. We are his body. We need to quit separating that. As he is, so are we in this world. Okay, Revelation 19. We're going to see how he's going to take care of what's left, if anything's left. This is Revelation 19:11. If there's anything I could say about the teaching previously in this word that I believe the Lord was imparting to me was the importance of our words and about getting only the words we want spoken, not being flippant with our words. After that, I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse appeared. The one who was riding it is called faithful, trustworthy, loyal, incorruptible, steady, and true. And he passes judgment, wages war, and righteousness. His eyes blaze like a flame of fire. And on his head are many kingly crowns, and he has a title inscribed which he alone knows or can understand. He is dressed in a robe dipped by dipping in blood, and the title by which he is called is the Word of God. The troops of heaven, clothed in fine linen, dazzling and clean, followed him on white horses. From his mouth goes forth a sharp sword with which he can smite the nations, and he will shepherd and control them with a staff of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath and indignation of God, the all-ruler. And on his garment and on his thigh he has a name inscribed, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw a single angel stationed in the sunlight, and with a mighty voice he shouted to all the birds that fly across the sky, come gather yourselves together for the great supper of God, that you may feast on the flesh of rulers, the flesh of generals and captains, the flesh of powerful and mighty men, the flesh of horses and the riders, and the flesh of all humanity, both free and slave, both small and great. Then I saw the beast and the rulers and the leaders of the earth with their troops mustered to go into battle and make war against him who is mounted on the horse and against his troops. And the beast was seized and overpowered, and with him the false prophet who is in his presence had worked wonders and performed miracles by which he led astray those who had accepted or permitted to be placed upon them the stamp mark of the beast. And those who paid homage and gave divine honors to his statue, both of them were hurled alive into the fiery lake that burns and blazes with brimstone. And the rest were killed with a sword that issues from the mouth of him who is mounted on the horse, and all the birds fed ravenously and glued themselves with their flesh. Sword of his mouth. This week, the Lord's been having me speak concerning Congress. that they're like Pharaoh's chariots bearing down on the children of Israel in the Red Sea, and their chariot wheels are beginning to ride hard, you know, they won't roll anymore, and they're fixing to be stopped right in the middle of the sea, and the waves are going to overtake them. This week, they've proceeded forward to impeach the president, and the judges just laughed them out of court. So to me, that was the waves hit them this week. They're getting stopped. Their wheels won't roll anymore. They have nothing left. Nothing left. They don't have anything to begin with, but stay in forgiveness. Pray this prayer. Change what you see and hear that does not line up with my will, and watch the shift. Shift the narrative. Shift the landscape. That's what Jesus is going to do. When he comes, it says the islands are going to, there's going to be no islands. The waters, the seas will dry up. I mean, he's going to level the mountains. I mean, the landscape's going to completely change when he comes. Well, we got to get busy and change the landscape.